Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we thank you and we praise you today.
Yes.
It is such a privilege to bring the Word of God to this whole earth.
Yes.
Through television, internet, and all of the wonderful things that you have provided for us to do this job. And we are so grateful to you this morning. And we're so thrilled about it.
Thank you.
And we give you the praise and the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, Gloria.
Good morning, Kenneth.
You look beautiful this morning, as always.
Be sure and tell me that through the day, will
you? Yes, I will. Amen. This morning, I want to begin with a tribute to Bishop David Oyedepo, his lovely wife, Faith, and all of that marvelous family that, and
awesome.
And they were just just a few days ago, Gloria and I were there. And it's just such an outstanding experience. And this morning, when I got up praying over these broadcasts today, the Lord instructed me to do this, to tribute and dedicate these broadcasts all this week to that great church and ministry. Yes. And so forth. And so I want to do that right now.
What an inspiration that is.
Oh, my. And I wanted to show you what it looks like to preach in front of 54,000 people, praise God.
On the inside.
Yeah. Now, I want you to grasp this. See the balcony that up at the top that goes all the way around? The camera where you and I are seated right now is in the balcony on this side, if you can mentally envision that. So you and I are in the balcony on this side. Now, there's 10,000 people right there. There's 10,000 people here. 10,000 people here, and 10,000 people over here, including the 5,000 people in the choir. Now, there's another 10,000 in the balcony that goes all the way around the belly. Amen. Now, but that's not all. On the Sunday morning just a few days ago, where I preached the first two services. Yeah, the first two services. And when we left the house going to the church, it was raining that first service, 6:30 in the morning. And it was raining. The monsoon season had just begun. And it was raining, and the church was packed out. Regular seating is 50,000, but they don't never seat regular anymore. They pack it out every service. And so it was packed out, 6:30 in the morning. People outside in the overflow in some tents, some of them just standing outside, just raining. You can't imagine what kind of rain was coming. And I preached the first two services, packed out both services. That's 108,000. And there was 37,000 people in the overflow at starting at 6:30 in the morning. Amen. Now, the total count for Sunday was 394,000 people came to church on Sunday morning.
That's awesome.
Isn't it that marvelous? It's an experience that really everybody should have. Now, I want to say this to you, particularly to our partners. Last year, the same thing happened last year when we were there. And Bishop told me then, and he reminded me of it again, that every time we've been there, there's been a move of the Spirit of God. And because people are so hungry for the Word, and particularly this time, I mean, there was a stronger and more pronounced anointing than I've ever ministered under in my life. And he said from last year we were there in May, from May to October of last year, 138,000 people came into the
church.
Praise
God. Isn't that
glory to God? Mm-mm-mm. Isn't that marvelous? I tell you, God is on the move, and you and I are right in the middle of it, Gloria.
It's a miracle. Isn't that wonderful? That's a miracle right there.
And Brother David and his wife, Faith, they call us Mom and Dad. Back years ago, when Bishop first got started in the ministry, he got a hold of a couple of our books, and it got him started on the Word of Faith, and he's just been in it ever since. Now, I want to impress you with this. The first time we were there in 2008, he was showing us around, showing us everything, and he said, "Now, Brother Copeland, this first phase was $250 million U.S. And he said, we did it debt-free, and we did it with no American money.
In Africa.
Oh, in one of the poorest places on the planet. Now, this is a big thing. And he began to preach the laws of prosperity, and someone said, "You mean you're preaching that American prosperity gospel?" Brother David said, "No. Jesus was not born in America."
That's right.
That's right. And he's the one that preached the prosperity message, because poverty is under the curse, and he has redeemed us from the curse of poverty. Praise God. And he said, "Now phase two is another $250 million, and we have that in the bank." Wow.
That's victory.
Now that in itself was $500 million, and that was back in 2008. And now the operation has grown. I'm telling you this because I'm encouraging your faith. This is a testimony that can encourage you and thrill you. I don't care what part of the world you're in. The Word works wherever it's put.
All things are possible to him that believeth.
Absolutely.
This is really proof of it. That is such a miracle.
Well, and too, Gloria, the thing that's so thrilling about it just proves that God doesn't need the earth's economy to do anything. He has his own economy, thank you very much. And for people that'll use faith, it'll work. The Word will work for anybody. I heard you say this over and over again. The Word will work for anybody that'll believe it.
That's right.
That anybody that'll put it to work. I said it wrong. The Word will work for anybody that'll put it to work. Right? That's Gloria Copeland. Okay, now, hallelujah. We're so thrilled about this, because I don't care where you are. Thank you, Lord. I remember a conversation that I had with my mother back before you and I went to Tulsa and I enrolled at ORU. And this was really, really working on me. And I said, "Mama, how on earth?" I said, I know God can do things like this. See, I knew zero about the Word of Faith in those days. I said, I know God can take care of me financially, but how in the world could he ever get it to me? I mean, I just, my natural carnal thinking, I didn't have any concept of that. And a lot of people don't. Now that's the reason, one of the reasons, not the only reason, but it's one of the reasons that the Lord wanted me to show you this morning. I don't care where you are, leave it up to Him to get it to you. I then made that a matter of prayer over a considerable amount of time. I was questioning the Lord about that. And then sometime later, He said, "Kenneth, don't be concerned about that." I heard it just as plain. He said, "Don't be concerned about it. I'll come by it honestly." As if I thought he's going to have to steal it to get it through to me. And when he said that, it tickled me, and he got my mind off of it. Praise the Lord. Now then, let's get into the Word of God. Praise God. Let's open our Bibles. Aha, there comes the United States Air Force over the top of the house. Praise God. You know, back in April, we were going to do our broadcast in Arkansas. And we got rained out. And so we decided, well, the first next break we get, we'll just do it at home and do it out by the lake and out by our boat dock and stuff. And this is the, so that's where we are right now. It started raining yesterday. I mean, it rained and rained and rained, and everybody's slopping around out here in the rain. But thank God the rain stopped, and here we are. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Couldn't do nothing about the Air Force. They're going to come by once in a while. Anyway.
But we're glad.
We're glad. Amen. Yeah. Now then, Romans chapter 14, and let's read the 23rd verse. He that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. What?
That would be, that would be all unbelief.
What?
It's sin.
What?
See, all people, doubt is sin.
People don't see doubt. People see doubt as if it was a privilege. I can do what I can doubt if I want to. Well, yeah, you can, but it's sin.
I really never had thought that through before. That's a fact.
Well, and it just plain says it, but then that's what we're going to do. We're going to think it through, and once you think it through, you can see how really damaging this is. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Now, the Amplified Translation says, whatsoever does not originate in and proceed from faith is sin.
Ooh.
Now, if it does not originate in faith, then where does it originate? It can't be but anything but fear.
That's right.
There's no in between. There's not this gap between faith and fear, and we're just walking around in this no man's land. No. If it's not faith, it's fear.
Praise God. That's right.
Because fear is a spiritual force, and it lives in the same area of the spirit realm as faith does. The thing that we know as fear was originally Adam's faith. The first thing that happened after Adam sinned, when he was immediately disconnected from God, he was immediately connected to Satan. Mm-hmm. And everything was perverted 180 degrees. Everything. Everything in his spirit being was perverted or twisted 180 degrees. And it's from that word twist that we get the word wicked. It's the same word that produces wicker. You know, wicker furniture is made out of twisted material. Well, wicked, a wicked thought is a twisted thought. And it is 180 degrees off the way God thinks. Now,
I've been studying faith a long time, but I have never before thought about that all doubt is sin. It's wicked.
It's wicked.
All unbelief is sin. People think, well, I can be, you know, I can walk with faith or not walk with faith. You got to walk with faith if you're going to be right. If you're going to be in God's eyes, you got to do what he
says.
That's
right. Well, now, and we have to look at things the way he looks at them.
Yeah.
Because the way he looks at them is right.
That's right.
And he is out for our total, complete, supernatural health. He is out for our total and complete every need supernaturally met. Amen. And we'll see it in this study. We're going to see that's where it's going in the first
place. Just get a grip. All doubt is
it's
sin.
It's wicked. You remember that the 10 spies, 10 out of 12, two of them were faith men, 10 of them were not.
Yeah.
Now, that said they brought back an evil
report.
Report. It didn't say they just doubted. It said it was an evil report.
That's right.
And then the Lord just reminded me about in the book of Hebrews, it calls a heart of unbelief an evil heart of unbelief.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
He called it evil.
Sure.
And so we have to deal with that.
So it's not optional.
No, it isn't.
If you're going to be right.
And it's impossible to please God without faith. Now, let's just take a moment and walk through that. That's really simple. It's not because he's just hard-headed about it.
No.
You remember Romans 4, 16? Let's turn over there and look at that. We're right here in the book of Romans. Let's back up here at the fourth chapter. Verse 16, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace. Therefore it is of faith so that it might be by grace. Now, this is the heart of God right here. It's impossible to please Him without faith because His whole heart is to deal with us, talk to us, believe with us as in grace.
Is the blessing.
Yeah. If the whole thing is about the blessing of the law.
Yeah.
Now, let's back up another spot because there's something we need to talk about here. I'm a bit ahead of myself, but I'm just going to continue to follow the Spirit of God here. Now, notice what he said. To the end, or God's purpose. Let's read it again. Therefore, it is of faith, which you can't walk in fear.
Mm-hmm.
It is of faith, so that it might be by grace, to the end. The promise might be sure to the seed. Galatians 3, if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Now, Gloria, I'm very sad to say that most Christians, most of them, I'm talking about the lion's share of them, have no idea that this is in the Bible. The promise might be sure to all the seed. What promise? What promise is he talking about? God entered into a blood covenant with Abraham. That's when his name became Abraham. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah. He was Abram.
And go, you remember what God said when he did that? He came up to Abram and he said, as for me, this is my covenant between me and you. And he walked in blood before it. So shall thy seed be. Now, back up. We want to back up here to the... Okay. To the 13th verse. In fact, let's read the 12th verse. And the father of circumcision. What is circumcision? As a covenant. That's where
that
the old
the
covenant.
Sign of the covenant.
That was where the old covenant was cut. To them who are not of circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had being yet uncircumcised. For the promise that he should be heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. That's the promise he's talking about, that he should be heir of the world. Now, what does that mean to us? Oh, glory to God.
We're the seed of Abraham.
We're the seed.
And heirs according to the promise.
Heirs according to the promise. Right there in the third chapter of the book of Galatians. But go back a minute to Hebrews chapter 1, that God in these last days spoken to his by us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, heaven and earth. Okay, that, yeah, but, yeah, hey, hang on a second, I'm not done. And you go to the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. Hallelujah. Verse 16, the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. We have through him inherited this, the heavens and the earth through covenant.
Oh, that's right.
Now, this is what's so powerful.
Hallelujah.
About these promises. They are blood covenanted promises. They're sure. There's blood that guarantees them. But if we get over into doubt and unbelief, we actually, in fear, make the blood of no effect in our lives and in what we're doing. Oh, we're going to have some good times in this. Amen. Right now, we're out of time.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.